Saudi Arabia's interior minister today denied reports that three al-Qaeda suspects arrested earlier this week had planned to hijack a plane and crash it into a landmark somewhere in the kingdom. But Saudi security forces are still on high alert after last week's suicide bombings in Riyadh. Saudis say they were shocked by the violence in their capital, and some say the country's religious establishment bears some responsibility. Although most Saudi clerics condemned the attacks, critics blame them for promoting an intolerant brand of Islam that could foster violence. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Ever since last week's attacks, the independent Saudi newspaper Al Watan has gone on the offensive. In editorials and articles, it has been questioning the root causes of last week's bombings. Jamal Khashoggi is Al Watan's editor-in-chief.
We are saying now everybody should be held responsible. And I think this is an important step. By reviewing all our positions, all our stands, all our educational system, all our preaching, everything.
Including, says Khashoggi, Saudi Arabia's ultra-conservative religious establishment. And that has angered some in the kingdom. The paper has received threats, and an army vehicle is now posted outside its headquarters in the southern province of Abha. Khashoggi says the suicide bombings have drawn attention to what he calls the deep flaws in the way Islam is interpreted here. An austere brand of Islam, Wahhabism, is taught and preached in the kingdom, and that, says Khashoggi, has contributed to fanaticism.
Maybe we made the mistake of not allowing openness, allowing a group of preachers to have monopoly of the religion. And this will happen to any ideology. If you just restrict yourself to one group of people, to one interpretation, then the ideology will become more radical.
Modern-day Saudi Arabia was founded more than 70 years ago based upon an alliance between the Al Saud family and followers of Wahhabism. The royal family derived much of its legitimacy from Wahhabi clerics. In return, it gave them almost complete power over social matters. Wahhabis follow a narrow, strict interpretation of Islam. The sexes are not allowed to mix. Women cannot drive. Religious police have free rein to monitor people's behavior. Anyone found violating the country's strict social code can be detained. Mansour al-Nogedan, once a devout Wahhabi, is now one of the kingdom's most vocal critics of the ideology and its followers. They hate the other, Nogedan says. They hate those who want change and progress. And it's not much of a stretch, he adds, to go from hating the other to attacking him. Following last week's bombings, the Saudi government was quick to condemn religious extremism. Prior to the attacks, the authorities had stopped hundreds of radical clerics from preaching in mosques here. But some Saudis say they want to see more action taken. They say the religious establishment should be reformed and room must be made for other interpretations of Islam. Khalil al-Khalil teaches at an Islamic university in Riyadh. He says only a minority of Wahhabis are fanatics, but he agrees that religious teaching here needs to be more enlightened, as does the mindset of many clerics.
The scholars are resisting any form of change. We have to really produce more open scholars.
But Sheikh Abdullah Sa'adun, a hardline Wahhabi and a graduate of a Saudi religious university, says Wahhabism does not need reform. He calls it the true Islam. Sa'adun predicts upheaval if anyone tries to change the dominant ideology here. Whoever tries to reform Wahhabism is attempting to overthrow the state, Sa'adun says. Some Saudi analysts say any efforts to take on the religious establishment could lead to violence here. Mansour al-Nogedan, the critic of Wahhabism, says the royal family created a Frankenstein and would have a hard time reining in the monster. They want to reform the religious establishment, says Nogedan, but they don't have the vision. The government is Wahhabism and Wahhabism is the government. But other analysts here say the government has no choice but to push for reform. After last week's bombings, they say, the ruling family woke up to a new reality. Wahhabi extremism is threatening the stability of the state itself. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.